and a Saturday Light Brigade charge. If you knew that we were looking for the character, the Red Baron, who made his debut on October 10th, 1965. I'll post a picture of that original comic strip on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. Snoopy always reminded me of Walter Mitty, the James Thurber character, as he becomes the World War I flying ace, complete with flight helmet and goggles, out to get the Red Baron. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with him. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up next hour.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Last week's segments featuring Matthias Svalina and Gail Aronson of Wright Pittsburgh, Mark Masterson of City Theater Company, Montez Freeland and Michael McKetta, the third of New Hazlett Theater, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award honorees in invention, 3D art, and fashion, musicians from Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, and Trio Nova are all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear thousands of other on-demand features from our archives, neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, returning soon, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, the Audio Now Network, listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio.
Well, we're switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight. Himself a ball. Switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight. I'm going home to see my baby inside. I'm going home to see my baby inside. Hey, I'm going home to see my baby. Give a mama loving and I don't mean baby. I'm going home.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is the group known as Asleep at the Wheel. It's time for our afterthoughts puzzle. Well, almost time. It'll be coming up in a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
A quick personal note that I'm a little bashful about, but this week it was announced that the AARP Purpose Prize Class of 2022 members include 9 fellows, of which I am one. The AARP National Purpose Prize recognizes individuals who have used their experience to build a better future for all people. The prize includes a $10,000 donation to SLB, for which we're very grateful, as well as global recognition of our body of work and mission. I wanted to be sure you were aware of it first. There'll probably be a number of things done to call attention to it. There are 9 fellows. There are 5 other national honorees. And Michael J. Fox is this year's honorary Purpose Prize winner, AARP Purpose Prize winner for his work. So thank you for the kind words from some folks who caught that announcement. And thank you for helping to make everything possible through your support of the work that we do here. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We are looking for a single word that follows the 3 that we were about to give you, and the 3 are cherry, tooth, and hand. Cherry, tooth, and hand. One word naturally follows those 3. Do you have an idea of what the word might be? Cherry, tooth, and a hand. If you can identify the word, why not place a telephone call to us? Remember, phone calls, it's just 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Ricky will answer the phone. She'll say, SLB. You'll give the answer, and if you're correct, she'll say, join us on the radio, won't you? That's up to you, and here's hoping you will. Cherry, tooth, hand, if you know the answer, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Ben Harper and Rhiannon Giddens here. Once they're done, Rhiannon's going to stick around and do another duet with Francisco Carrisi.
Called at my door. Dog, he knew my name.
Rhiannon Giddens along with Francesco Torresi together. And before that, Rhiannon Giddens with Ben Harper. The songs Avalon and Black Eyed Dog, respectively. And respectfully, as always, we're glad to have you along with us. In a few moments, we're going to talk about a brand new place called Etna Eco Park. We'll talk with the Etna Community Organization and its creation of that park. Right now, we're in the midst of solving this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. How have you done with it? Cherry, tooth, hand. Stu suggested we add ice to the list of clues. We could also add knit and flat. Also, guitar is another addition. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Jay in Washington. Jay, thank you for telephoning us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Turkey City Arn got the correct answer. Good morning. I mentioned Stu got it. Also Tom in McCandless. And Tommy in Virginia says, how about adding rock to the list? Sharon got the correct answer. Listening in North Carolina, she added hair. Oh, draft is another clue. This coming actually from husband Russ. And guitar and ice. Here's Linda with the correct answer as well. 412-200-5975. Did you get it? I see that Melinda Hallett did. And so did Ashley Gallo, playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio. We'll leave our answer out just for another moment. The word that follows cherry, hand, tooth, knit, flat, ice, guitar, draft. Any ideas? The word we were looking for is pick. Pick, P-I-C-K. Jay in Washington, you were among the first, and I've also mentioned the other folks who came up with the correct answer. Cherry pick, toothpick, hand pick. I see that John and Carrick also has earned a Saturday Light Brigade charge, as has Jim in Blackridge. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Brigade Charade puzzle coming up. in about 20 minutes. Right now, our pleasure to have Megan Tunyon from Aetna Community Organization. Megan, do I have your last name correct?
Yeah, you did that really well. Well, I'm impressed.
I know my my tildes. I did wanted just to be sure. Megan, congratulations. Megan is from the Aetna Community Organization, and the Aetna Eco Park is opening. It'll be open today from 4 to 7 o'clock. But before we talk about that, tell me a little bit about you and about the Aetna Community Organization.
Well, sure. Like you said, my name is Megan Tunyon, and I am the executive director. We call it ECO, the Aetna Community Organization, and we are a community-based nonprofit. We developed as a grassroots movement back in 2016, just as a bunch of community members coming together, you know, talking about how we could improve the quality of life in our little borough here at Aetna. We started to grow as we went on the Aetna Eco District planning process, where we engaged over 3 years, you know, around 400 residents at 35 unique free and open to the public events, where we developed this this plan for sustainable community development together. And when that became certified in 2019, we also made ECO official and formed the nonprofit so that we could, you know, be the stewards of the plan and enact the programs and initiatives that our community deemed as being really critical to the future of Aetna.
Some people hear words like sustainability and they immediately think of complexities and processes that are anything but straightforward. However, it's not that complicated, is it? Can you explain a bit about how community members can strive for sustainability and some of the inputs that go into developing the process you have?
Sure. So we really look at our community planning process through three different lenses, which are sustainability, resiliency, and equity. And equity is baked into, you know, everything that we try to do here. We start, you know, with the community members, getting their input, bring them together, having them be the drivers of the change that they want to see. And we really focus our efforts through six quality of life issues. And those are water, air quality, mobility, energy, food, and like I said, social equity is kind of the umbrella that we try to develop everything under. So we just look at projects through those lenses and try to make them accessible for people and help them create, you know, the vision for what they want to see their community be.
I like the way you've broken it down to the six things. So a tactic or a project can be tested against those six items, more or less, to determine whether it's neutral, whether it's positive, hopefully not negative, and it helps you decide how to plan for the future and evolve Aetna into more and more of a great place to live. A lot of people have discovered Aetna over the past years or so, and it's nice to see the vibrance that's happening there. Tell us about the Eco Park.
So the Eco Park is, once again, just a really community-driven effort. It's the first real big project that has come out of our Aetna Eco District plan, which was certified in 2019. We very boldly put out a sign in the spring of 2020 that said the Aetna Eco Park was going to be coming that spring, and obviously all of our plans got derailed when the shutdown happened and the pandemic hit. We had to refocus our efforts on some of the immediate needs of the community, such as food insecurity and economic insecurity. But back in October of last year, we reached back out to the community to ask if, you know, they were interested in picking this project back up. And, you know, they came out in full force. Our neighbors volunteered to build fences and dig rain gardens and some really incredibly hard soil. We planted trees and an herb garden. And it was really a labor of love, and it was built on the sweat equity of our neighbors. So what Etna Eco Park is, it's a parklet. It's built on a lot that was the site of an abandoned building that was flooded back in 2004 when Hurricane Ivan came through. And the borough worked for 13 years to have that site demolished. And then they worked for another couple of years after that to acquire the property. And when they did, that's when we joined forces with them to develop the park. So it's part a stormwater management project. There's a 1,000-foot rain garden on the site. There's a permeable paver walkway and plaza. You know, there's some nice furniture and just tons and tons of beautiful plants that are really in full bloom right now. It's a story of an abandoned eyesore that has turned into a really beautiful public amenity for our neighbors.
It sounds like a great and welcoming place to visit. And tonight, between 4 and 7 o'clock, the public announcement on that sign finally comes true.
Exactly.
And you can visit Etna Eco Park. Now, when I think of getting to Etna, I just think of heading up Route 8 north and sort of following along. Is that the best way to find your way to the Eco Park?
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's very close to Route 8. It's in, it's on the corner of Dewey and Wilson Street. Etna's broken up into wards, and so colloquially we refer to it as West Etna, even though Etna is so small and the directions don't really mean that much. It's on the corner of Dewey Street, right next to All Saints Church of St. Matthew's Parish. So it's in a really highly visible part of town when you're coming down the hill from Shaler or getting off of Route 8 and, you know, on your way up to Gibsonia. So,
and if folks would like to learn more, who can't make it tonight, more about what you've done or who might be thinking about moving to Etna or maybe even modeling work in their own community after what you've done, what's the best way to learn more online or by telephone?
Well, you could always reach out to me. You know, I am very happy to speak to different community groups. And in fact, last week I just did like an information session with the Turtle Creek Water and Airshed Authority. So that was really great. I'm going to join them again to talk more about initiatives in Etna that they are interested in learning about. We also have a website, which is etnacommunity.org. You can see the Etna Eco District plan there. We also have a newsletter. If you email me at megan@etnacommunity.org, I can subscribe you to the newsletter. But honestly, the best way is just to reach out there. You know, I am the director of the community organization, but the Etna Eco District initiative is really, it's a community initiative. And, you know, there were many hands that helped in the formation of it. So there are many experts here in Etna about the Eco District process. So you can reach out. I mean, you can be connected with any number of community members who can help to discuss that with you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I know it's a very busy day for you today, Megan, and I really appreciate your being with us. It's happening tonight from 4 until 7 o'clock, the Etna. Now, is it Etna Eco Park or Eco Park?
We call it Eco Park.
Eco Park.
It's a reference to the Eco District.
Yeah, that's
right,
what
exactly.
I was doing. I like it. The Etna Eco Park. I wanted to be sure I got that right. And Megan Tunyon, thank you so much for being with us today. And good luck with tonight's activities.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Keep in touch. Exciting to see these things happening. You hear that fiddle playing in the background today. Just after 11 o'clock, we will have Lindsay Merrow with us from Marion Center, Pennsylvania. She's a fiddle player and has achieved the idyllic dream of living on a farm with her family. I was taking a look at some of the animals. We're learning about the animals on her farm. Yesterday, we'll talk with her just after 11 o'clock, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
My brain is always ticking, long as I am live and kicking. My brain, cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain is steady working. My brain is steady working. My brain is always working, long as you keep that coffee perking. My brain, so that's my brain.
Allison here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Today is National Chess Day. It's also National I Love Yarn Day. And National Motorcycle Ride Day. I don't know if you could juxtapose all three of those or not. I could see knitting while playing chess, or having some yarn streamers coming out of your motorcycle. I don't see of a way to combine chess and motorcycling safely. Although I suppose you could turn the knights into motorcycle riders in a chess set. I think about these things way too much. It's also National Moldy Cheese Day. Normally I try to dig in and discover more about these days, but when you're faced with National Moldy Cheese Day, I think enough is enough. Let's give you now. Actually, I'm curious. Why today? No indication is given as to why today. But it is said that Roqueforts, Camembert, Gorgonzola, Stilton, Maytag Blue, and other cheeses are celebrated worldwide on today's date. So if it says so, such is the case. Now let's give you a chance to celebrate the great pleasure of getting a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Upon solving our brigade charade puzzle, and today's puzzle has four syllables in today's puzzle. Are you ready? The clue is element. Element. Syllable one, unclothed. Syllable two, unwell. Syllable three, vowel. Syllable four, a way of saying, this tastes great. The clue is element. Here are the four syllables in order. Unclothed, unwell, vowel, and a way of saying, this tastes great. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234 if you can solve it. Ricky, did you just solve that on your own? She did. I saw Ricky get a big smile on her face as she was sounding it out. Remember that spelling does not count, but when you smush together all of those clues as elegantly as you can in order, you should be able to come up with a four-syllable word that answers the clue element. Good luck.
Well, believe me when I tell you what I'm about to tell you. Every word I say is true. It's hard to believe all the trouble I've seen. Yeah, the hard times I've been through. It might sound funny, it might sound sad. Let me tell you, buddy, it was nothing but bad. It's my bad luck beating up of all the places I got stuck in Foley, Alabama blues. Way down yonder in the land of cotton, talk about Foley, Alabama. They called me Yankee, said, hey, who's the cowboy? Asked the mayor, man, I don't understand. Everywhere I go, I get an attitude. And these little church ladies, man, they're just rude. It's my bad luck beating up. I'm sleeping in a pickup truck in Foley, Alabama blues. Nothing but a pocket full of lint and one pair of very dirty old socks. And they could probably walk straight back to Indiana if it wasn't so full of rocks. Yeah, I came here to work, didn't want to raise no fuss, but these Alabama crackers make a preacher man cuss. My bad luck broken down, they're trying to run me out of town in Foley, Alabama blues. It's my bad luck broken down, funny money running around in Foley, Alabama blues. Yeah. Bum 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 b
I was born in 63, first boy of the four. I lived up to my family's role, neither rich nor poor. My mother's name is Mary, my father calls her May. Oh, my angel, find me today. Tree of life, tree of love, universal law. I have heard the trumpets within these city walls as the blood of a lamb drove death's darkness away. Will my angel find me today? Should I seek asylum before my claim is heard? Well, I cannot be trusted though I live the word. 40 years beneath the cloud I wish would blow away. Will my angel find me today? Angel of mercy, guardian dear, day and night love commits me here. Be at my side to guard and light my way. My angel, find me today. Poverty, corruption, war and climate change. We think alone in clarity, collectively insane. Governed here by madmen, and still so far away. Will my angel find me today? Born in 63, first boy of the four. I lived up to my family's role, neither rich nor poor. My mother's name is Mary, my father calls her May. Will my angel find me today? My mother's name is Mary, my father calls her May. Will my angel me today?
That's Tom Briding here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Love commits me here. And Jonas Scott Cowan with Lowdown Foley Blues. Hello, Heather. Heather is in State College. Heather and her dad, Jay, in Washington, work on our puzzles together. And it's nice to know that you're both with us. Let me give you the clues once again to our Brigade Charade puzzle. We're looking for an element of four syllables. The clue is elements, and the syllables are in order: unclothed, unwell, vowel, and a way of saying this tastes great. John and Addie in East Deer came up with it. So did Dan in Mercer and Jim in Black Ridge. Tommy in Virginia also came up with the correct answer. As did Stu in McCandless. Jim in Black Ridge. Patrick in South Park was very close. And here comes Jim in Crafton Heights. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
You figured this out, an element that finds its way into alloys and metal concoctions and such.
Mm-hmm.
What is the element?
The element is beryllium.
Beryllium, indeed. And Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way. Do you know much about beryllium? Not to put you on the spot.
No, don't know much about beryllium. Not being of the metallurgical frame of mind.
Don't know much about beryllium. It's a steel gray metal, says here, that's quite brittle at room temperature. And similar to aluminum, it does not occur in free form in nature. It's found in beryl and emerald. Its atomic number is 4. And its atomic weight is a little over 9. All the things that you can find out about beryllium.
No, atomic number is only 4. No wonder it's so brittle.
Yeah, it's a symbol is B-E. And it's relatively rare. I'm curious. Boy, my dad would know everything about beryllium as a metallurgical engineer. I'm looking to see. Oh, it's used in mirrors. It's used in acoustics. Oh, yeah. Remember speaker drivers? They would advertise that beryllium was used in speakers and public address applications. It's used in semiconductor manufacturing. And it can be used in nuclear applications, too. Who knew? The many wonders of beryllium.
Right. You could have left out the unwell clue and still had, a three-syllable element.
That's what Ricky said, not to take away your thunder. And I didn't get it at first. In fact, she had to explain it to me. But if we gave, unclothed is bare.
Bare.
And then we leave out the unwell, vowel. Then the vowel is E.
E.
And yum. Oh, barium.
Barium.
Barium. She said that, too, and it took me a minute to figure that out. But we were looking for bear, ill, e. So, well done. Here's Christopher in, today he's in Tidiot, Pennsylvania. He says we're coming in extremely well. Well, I added the extremely. Coming in well at 91.7 WCUC, which is great. Have you ever been up to Tidiot? That's in the extreme north. Why am I saying extreme so much? It's up in northwestern Pennsylvania, the Haney family.
I think we made it as far as Tynesta.
Yeah, I understand it's just beautiful there. I have some friends who lived there for a while, and they still do, and they enjoyed it. And I suspect still do. Well, well done, James. Thank you very much.
All right.
Take good care.
Take care.
And we've got Tom also with an answer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I'm excited I got this question because I usually don't.
You are?
Yeah. Usually I'm taking a bath this time of day because I figure I don't have a shot at the answer.
No.
Luckily, I keep my elements chart on my bedroom wall, so all I had to do was look up there.
Oh, there you
go. Figure it out.
Well, that's a nice thing to have. You never know when you might need to, quiz somebody or get an idea.
But I wasn't sure if it was if it had 3 syllables or 4, because I pronounce it, I probably combine 2 of the middle syllables, it seems, when I say it, like beryllium. And it seems like there's 3 syllables rather than 4.
I think it's beryllium. But, along those same lines, Tommy just wrote that if you're a bad doctor, what you do with your mistakes is you bury them. So that could
be... I have an adjunct to that quotation, but this is for gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what gardeners do with their mistakes?
Do they bury them also, or
they compost them?
They compost. Bob and Freedom just got beryllium too, and John and Addie, I think I mentioned them, they came up with it, but bear for unclothed, ill for unwell, right. E for the vowel, and something that tastes good is yum. Yum, yum is
yum,
that.
Yum. That's what got, that's what I said, when I saw the on the end of it, that's when I figured, yes, this has to be the answer, you know.
So, yeah.
But you mentioned about, I think I sent you an email about the motorcycle rides.
Yes. And chess.
But don't they have poker runs where, I've never been on one, but I figure that they go to different spots and they get like a different card, and when they get back, they play poker. So could they put chess pieces at different spots?
There you go. If you're joining us, I mentioned, about 20 minutes ago or so, that it's national, was it Motorcycle Riders Day? Riders Day. Here it is. It's also National Chess Day, and I was trying to think of a way to combine those. And yeah, you could go and you could get a chess piece at every stop, and then you could play chess based on what you have.
Well, have you ever been on the South Side? Did you ever see that big chess set on the South Side? Near South Side Works?
Yes, I have. The sort of life size.
Gigantic pieces.
Yeah, I have seen that. So you could you could also bring a motorcycle into that. I love chess. I don't play it very often, but that's a game I used to play with my brothers and my dad. My mom did not like chess that much, but the four of us used to play that constantly. And
what's the game on the other side of a checkerboard?
Backgammon, usually, I think.
It has little. I never did figure that one out.
I think it's backgammon with the little triangular shaped. You know, backgammon, there was a big craze in backgammon when I was in college in the 80s and earlier. But to us growing up, the backgammon side of the checker board was about as exciting as the baseball side of the dartboard. You know, you would turn over. Every dartboard seemed to have a baseball game on the other side where somehow you hit singles and doubles and triples and kept score. We never really were very good at that.
The only time I saw the backside of a chess or a checkerboard was when I got frustrated and threw the chessboard in the air.
I had a brother that did that all the time, and he did not like it when he made mistakes like that. And I think I'm trying to think if I found. I think I did find tantrum remnants every now and then, like, hey, Mom, I found a hotel from Monopoly over here underneath the couch. That must be from when David threw the chessboard up or threw the Monopoly board up. Oh, my. And today, he's still temperamental, but I love him. Well done coming up with beryllium. Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
And here's hoping you'll call us sometime. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. Beryllium is the word we were looking for. Bear for unclothed, ill for unwell, E for the vowel, and yum for this tastes great. Sharon sent along a song. Are you curious what Sharon sent? I am. Let's just give this a quick little listen. I don't know if we can hear all of it, but This song, she said, came to mind upon hearing the answer.
And now, ASAP Science presents the elements of the periodic table.
There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen all through the air, with oxygen so you can breathe, and fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the signs, sodium for salty times,
magnesium,
aluminium, silicon,
phosphorus,
then sulfur, chlorine, and argon,
potassium,
and calcium so you'll grow strong,
scandium,
titanium, vanadium, and chromium, and manganese. This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable. Halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shell. Electrons are added, moving to the right. Iron is the 26th, and cobalt, nickel coins you get. Copper, zinc, and gallium, germanium, and arsenic. Selenium and bromine, then we'll krypton helps light up your room. Rubidium and strontium, then yttrium, zirconium,
niobium,
molybdenum, technetium,
ruthenium,
rhodium, palladium,
silverware,
then cadmium and indium,
tin cans,
antimony, then tellurium, and iodine, and xenon, and then cesium, and...
Barium is 56, and this is where the table splits, where lanthanides have just begun. Lanthanum, cerium, and praseodymium. Neodymium's next to promethium, then 62, samarium, europium, gadolinium, and terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulium, ytterbium, lutetium.
Hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, then we're on to rhenium, osmium, and iridium, platinum, gold, to make you rich till you grow old, mercury, to tell you when it's really cold,
thallium,
and lead, the bismuth for your tummy,
polonium,
astatine would not be yummy,
radar,
francium will last a little time,
radium,
then actinize at 89. This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable, halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shell, electrons are to the right.
Actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, isonium, fermium, and allium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, ebonium, cerium, borium, hessium, meitnerium, darcidium, ruthenium, copper, dysium,
onatrium, flerovium, onopentium, livermorium, and then we're done.
That is absolutely wonderful, and one good song deserves another.
Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate good at any hospital for a lobotomy. Rather thoughtful. Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Tom Blair at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, and slbradio.org/radio.
Mr. Christopher Columbus, he sailed the seas without a compass.
How do you do that?
When his men began to rumpus, out spoke Christopher Columbus.
What'd he say?
This is what he said. There is land somewhere until we get there. We cannot go wrong if we swing with a song. Since world is
round,
we'll be safe and
sound
till our goal is
round,
we'll keep rhythm bound. Oh, you see, Screw is making merry, oh yeah. I'll get Chisel, Isabel, Rumble, Bob, and Clarabelle. What a time at sea. No more mutiny. With diplomacy, y'all get out here, Smiley. Without a compass, without a compass, when his men began to rumpus, a spoke Christopher Columbus.
What'd he say?
This is what he said. There is land
somewhere
until we
get there.
We cannot
go wrong
if we swing
with a song.
A boom, boom. Since world is
round,
we'll be safe and
sound,
till our goal is
round,
we'll keep rhythm bound.
Juggernauts with Christopher Columbus. There is a parade today in Bloomfield, that neighborhood of Pittsburgh, starting at 11 o'clock, October 9th.
Hey, doves, come on, doves. Hey,
plan accordingly. Over 100 marching bands.
Hey, doves, come on, doves. Hey, doves.
Come on, dogs. Come on, hey, dogs, dogs, dogs.
The Sound Hound is going to stop by in mere moments to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from